All right, Your Money Matters continues on. It is Financial Literacy Awareness Month, and I think we're all pretty aware that we could use a little more financial literacy up and down. I don't think anyone is like, nah, by God, at all. No, we could all use a little help along the way. All month long, our friends at Republic Bank of Chicago have been joining us. It's been Jack Nick to talk about not only broader topics, but also what the Republic Bank of Chicago is doing to help out clients and members. And Jack, ready to go?
Absolutely, John. Let's do it.
All right. I like this about planning for the future. And this can be short term or long term. I think this is an area where we all have a big blind spot. You know, some of us just do our best to get by through the day, the week. More and more Americans identify as living paycheck to paycheck. It's a cycle that people try and break out of. And how do we get out of that, Jack?
It's awfully hard. As you said, everyone is so gosh darn busy. It's hard sometimes to think about what I'm doing tomorrow, let alone a month from now or 6 months down the road. But it has to be something that becomes top of mind and that you tackle. And the easiest way for people to get started is with something simple that I would call an emergency fund.
Yeah.
And there's no rocket science to it, but it's absolutely critical. Your car could break down. How do you pay for that? You could, gosh forbid, lose your job. Well, how do you stem the tide until you get reemployed? Things like that come up. And the simple start of an emergency fund can make all the difference in the world for each person.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are like, well, no, I'm working well. Everything's fine. I got a lot of my 401k, IRA. Life is good. I don't need a lot of cash on the side. Well, I think that those are the people that often need the reminder the most, Jack, because having that plan of, you know, whether it's 3, 6, or 9 months, I think most people err on the side of more conservative 9 months or at least 6 months of emergency savings. It's not only so that, look, you may have the money in your 401k if you need to pull out of it, but that comes with penalty. That comes with tax implications. You may have money in a brokerage account, but then that comes with tax implications and missing out on future growth in that brokerage account. Having the cash savings, the liquid savings, Jack, helps stem the tide so you're not missing out or getting extra burdened with tax or financial penalty implications, right?
100% yes. The last thing you want to do is have an emergency come up and then borrow from what you've worked so hard for in your retirement savings to pay for that emergency. Not only are there the tax implications and the penalties that could come up, retirement savings is probably the number one priority from anyone that you ask. The liquid funds are critical. Put it in a savings account. And we're not asking anyone to put in millions of dollars where you won't get much interest. It's, as you said, 3 months at a minimum. 9 months is probably the best amount that you can get put into an account.
Yeah, we're also not living in an environment like 5 years ago where in a savings account you were getting 0.01%. There's better deals out there. I'm sure Republic Bank of Chicago matches what a lot of the banks do, or they match you in terms of, you know, you're getting north of 2.5%, 3% in your savings account. It's not everything, but it's not nothing, Jack.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talked about, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, we talked about the beauty of compound interest.
Yep.
So every time you put that 50 or 100 bucks into this emergency fund savings account, you know what? That 100 is going to be worth 101, 110 down the road. It all matters, and it adds up slowly, but it adds up.
I met some people, and then we're going to shift to the 401k topic I wanted to talk about, Jack, is that I meet some people that have a lot of credit card debt, yet are still putting 15 to 20% away in their 401k. And, like, I'm glad that they're saving for the future, but they are in the current moment racking up 15, 20% interest on their credit cards, and I just feel like the priorities are out of whack there. And I think most financial people agree with that. But I will say the one area where you want to make sure you're getting is the free money. Know what your match is, and if at all possible, at the very least, do more if you can, but at least get that match.
Yes, testify, I would say. Whether your employer matches 3%, 5%, 1%, whatever it is, very rarely does someone give you something for essentially nothing. And that's what that employer matches. They're doing it. It's tremendous that employers do that. And to not take advantage of it, you are leaving money on the table, right? If they'll match you up to 3%, say, and I only put in 2%, well, then I'm kind of letting my employer off the hook of giving me that extra percent. And not that I don't mean this any kind of way, but give me that percent, right?
Yes.
I'm working for it. I'm earning it. So whatever that match is, you should do everything that you possibly can to at least put that amount in so you can take full advantage.
I'm going through this right now about when I have a little extra that I could put in a 401k or an IRA, or should I put it in David's 529? I wrestle with that, right? Because I want my retirement to grow as much as possible. But I also know that if he doesn't have enough in his college fund, I may be paying for it, and that's going to hurt me down in 18 years or so. So what is it, Jack? I know there's no perfect answer, but probably what, a healthy mix of both retirement and saving for the kids?
If you are in a position to do both, more power to you, and you should. That's a wonderful goal to strive for. But what I would suggest, and I think what a lot of people will back me up on this, is your retirement savings should be prioritized over everything else, especially saving for college education. And I'm going through this right now. I've got two in college, and what I've learned is I can get a loan to help pay for college right now. 20 years from now, I probably can't get a loan to pay for my retirement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
There are scholarships, there are grants, there are loans that can help fund that college today or tomorrow in your case, but there's no retirement scholarship that you can apply for. So in my mind, and I think financial experts would agree, prioritize retirement savings above all else. But again, if you are in a position to save for both, absolutely do that.
Yeah, put on your own oxygen mask and then help the kids. I think that's like that's what we learned in the plan.
That's a great analogy.
I didn't come up with it. Well, let's just say I did, actually. You're right. That was an original thought of mine. I've never heard anyone use it before. That's great. Jack, we're out of time today. rbankchicago.com is where people can go to learn more. We'll wrap it up. We'll chat a little bit more next week about all that Republic Bank does to really put an exclamation point on what's been an important month. I appreciate your time, and we'll chat then, okay?
Wonderful, John. Have a great week.
You too. Let's take a break. News, then more Your Money Matters after this.